Welcome to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and this is a podcast about minimalism, sort of. It's a podcast about how living with less stuff and less distractions can help us focus on what's most important. So what you'll find here, of course, we will talk decluttering and living with less, but we'll also talk about the important things in life and how to approach them intentionally. We'll approach topics of motherhood, home life, relationships, work, our health, and the important things in general that fill up our days. And what you won't find here, a perfectionist version of minimalism. I'm a mom, a full-time teacher, and a podcaster, and I've found the version of minimalism that you may find on Instagram or Pinterest to be unattainable. We aren't minimalism purists here. We're simply focused on living with less in a way that's realistic to us. It's a version of minimalism I personally like to call minimal-ish. The goal is not living with less for the sake of less here, or to make sure our homes make us look like a minimalist. The goal is living with less in a realistic way so that we can have more time and space and energy to focus on what matters most. I'm so glad you're here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to Minimalish. I'm your host, Desiree, and I am so glad you're here today. I'm coming to you solo today to talk about the routine changes that are ahead of many of us as the school year is quickly approaching. It is the beginning of August, and August welcomes many of us with these new routines. Some of you may have kids going back to school within a week or two. Others may not be till the end of the month or maybe the beginning of September, but either way, it is coming around the corner. And most teachers will be back in office this month, including me. I will be back in office towards the end of this month. And there are feelings of sadness that are associated with this month for me and my family, with two teachers in my family. My husband and I are both teachers. We both kind of feel like, especially this year, not ready for this summer to end. August always has me wanting to squeeze out all of the summer possible out of these last few weeks that I have left. And I'm sure that many of you feel the same, whether that is for you because life gets busier when the fall comes, or because your kids are going back to school and you really enjoy this summer time with them. And also totally valid if August brings up feelings of like, yay, finally back to the normal routine that we follow the rest of the year. There have been years when we have felt that, when my husband and I have felt that. This year has been so different, having a baby at home and just being able to both be home the whole time. It's definitely something I'm not ready to let go of, but either way, it's coming, whether we're ready for it or not. And when August comes, there is also this buzz of new and exciting things to come. Back to school shopping and supplies, the start of a new school year, a return to a routine that we are used to for most of the year, or maybe the start of a new one if things look different for you this school year. And of course, with the fall, with these school year routines, come new activities to sign up for, whether that be for your kids, which is the most likely thing, but even for you. I know, like, for example, our church kind of starts back up, like small groups and community groups and meetings and things like that come the fall. And I think, you know, a lot of organizations, a lot of things run on a school year schedule. So it's a time of year when life can pick up. So I'm starting out this August by reminding myself and you that we get to choose our level of busy to an extent. We get to choose the extra things that we say yes to, and we don't have to say yes to it all. Today, I want to talk about how we can kind of get intentional with this new routine or new rhythm that is coming for us with the school year, and how we can just have a peaceful school year, or a little bit more peaceful than maybe it would be if we went into it without any planning or any thought. So that's what this episode is for. Anytime I talk to you solo, you can probably bet that like 7 out of 10 times, 8 out of 10 times, it's gonna have some reflection in it. So that's what this episode is going to have. I want to help you kind of plan for a peaceful and intentional start to your school year. Minimalism isn't just about the stuff that clutters up our lives. I like to talk about minimalism in a kind of holistic way. It's not just about stuff. There is having less stuff. There is having less on our schedules, less cluttered up schedules, which is kind of what we're going to be talking about today. And there is having less cluttering up our mindset, which I think can go hand in hand. So minimalism isn't just about the stuff that clutters up our life. It is also about how we live our lives. And I know myself, and I know that I enjoy a slower pace. I enjoy less to do. I need time alone. I need quiet moments if I can get them. And I don't really like ending my workday and having to kind of like whisk everyone off so we can attend our next activity. And although that is what I want, that's not necessarily what my whole family wants. So there are sacrifices that have to be made. And this year, I'm just wanting to really think through what this could look like. Like, what routines can we put in place as a family? What will our weekly rhythm look like that is going to be best to reflect our family values, that's going to be best for the different personalities that are in our family? It's not going to look perfect, but I know I have a busy season coming up. I'm about to start teaching again. I'm planning on keeping the podcast going full force as well. That seems crazy. I also have a 4-month-old and a 4-year-old, almost 5. So things are going to look a little wild coming up. And I know this and I can't avoid it. It's coming. I'm going to see how everything works out together. But my husband also goes back to work, goes back to teaching, and he has a really busy season coming in the winter with coaching. So I'm just kind of reflecting for myself here and kind of sharing my situation just to kind of paint a picture of how I'm thinking through this and why I'm thinking through this and why I think it's important for all of us to really think about this before we whisk ourselves into this new routine and this school year. And I know many of us have that on our minds right now. So this year with 2 kids, this is the first school year with 2 kids. Last year was the first school year where Gemma even went to school in any form. It's just a preschool, not even a full day one. And she went to dance class once a week. And that felt like enough for me as a pregnant mom during last year, school year. And this year I've got a 4-month-old. So though I know that my daughter's capacity, almost 5-year-old daughter's capacity to like be involved in things is probably more than my capacity to involve her in things, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what I'm thinking through, like what's too much for her, what's too much for our family in general. And I know it might sound silly because maybe you've got like 4 school-aged kids to navigate. That's why I wanted to kind of create this episode as one where we could ask ourselves these questions, we could reflect individually and decide, what's going to be best for our family this school year? What do I need to implement to kind of help myself have an intentional school year, to help my family have a school year that is based around our family values, and to cut out the chaos as much as possible and keep the peace as much as possible? I hope you're enjoying today's episode, but I wanted to take a quick break to thank the sponsor that is helping make it possible. Health is one of the biggest values for me and my family, and I am really grateful that I have found something that has helped me with my gut health. What I didn't realize is that stress can be also related to our gut health. When it comes down to it, we cannot fully avoid stress, but we can find effective ways to manage it. That can look a lot of different ways, but one way is to support our gut health. And Just Thrive spore-based probiotic is an amazing way to support your gut health. Just Calm is a brand new product from Just Thrive that represents a new approach to uplifting your body, mind, and soul, and is there to really support and help us manage stress. Just Calm has been clinically proven in multiple studies to help reduce perceived stress, balance cortisol, improve sleep quality, and even encourage focus and flow. We've all heard the term gut instinct, and we might have even heard of the gut-brain connection, but that connection is more powerful than we think. Your gut and brain talk to each other, sending signals all day. So a healthy gut isn't just crucial for immune and digestive health, but it's also one of the best ways to beat stress long term. Right now, you can get 15% off this dynamic duo of Just Thrive probiotics and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code MINIMALISH at checkout. That's 15% off when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use code MINIMALISH at checkout. All right, let's get back to today's episode. So let's dive into this reflection. I want to bring you some action steps in the form of questions to think through. So let's take a step back and breathe and think on what we truly want for this school year for our families. And then let's find a way to keep that in the front of our minds as the school year starts. And this applies to whatever school looks like for your family. As long as there are things to sign up for and school to be done in whatever way, whether that's in a public school or homeschool or private school or whatever, I think this applies. So the first reflection that I have is there anything that is making you feel conflicted about this school year right now? Anything that is maybe undecided that you feel uneasy about? Think on that a little bit. Why is that? Is it possible to solve this problem or at least take one step closer? Maybe it's a discussion with your spouse or one of your kids that you need to have. Maybe it's something you need to take up with your school district or something you need to change in your own schedule. If there's anything that's kind of like giving you some kind of mental block or making you feel conflicted, that's the first thing to really think about and maybe brainstorm, journal it out, talk to someone about it that you need to talk to. I say this because this is the first thing I needed to do, and I'm still kind of in this. There are some conflicts as I think about the fall and this school year starting, and I've had to stop avoiding those conflicts and get to the bottom of them. So that is, I think, the first step, because if we have mental blocks about what's ahead, if we are conflicted on something that's ahead, that's going to kind of, I don't know, fog up the rest of our reflection here. So we don't have to fully take action or solve it, but let's just journal it out a little bit. Let's think about it. Maybe think about what the action step is that we need to take. So the second reflection question that I have, and what I did personally when I sat down and started to think about how I can keep my sanity this school year when there's just like we're going from a very slow season to a lot different season, a lot different pace. And we are approaching this new season with two kids. We've never done that before. So it's just going to be different. The first thing I did was to write out what matters most to my family and I. What is most important to you and your family this school year? This might look like a list of family values that you want to make sure to uphold. This might be just what you want the school year to feel like. Maybe you're writing out like what you want it to feel like this year. A couple family values that we have personally are health, faith, family, which sounds funny for family to be a family value, but like togetherness is important to us. Maybe community or friendship or academics could be values of you and your family during this time of year and during the whole year. Whatever it is that you value as a family, this is a good time to kind of think about what matters most. Maybe also what matters most to you is your sanity. Maybe last year you had way too many activities going on, like after school activities for your kids. Maybe what matters most is that you have dinner together as a family a few times per week. So this could also be more specific than just a list of family values. Kind of take this in whatever way you want to, but ask yourself this question: what matters most this school year? And start to list it out in whatever way you choose to. The next reflection or kind of action step, I'd say, is to look at this list of what matters most, however you wrote that out, and start to brainstorm a list of routines or rhythms that might help you uphold the above list. So for me, if health is a value of my family's, and I know that things are going to get busier and I'm going to need more of a plan if I'm going to cook dinners at home, and I'm going to need to have pre-cooked snacks on hand. And then I think about working out and moving my body and how I'm going to fit that in. So at this point, I'm just looking at this value and thinking of how can I create some routines or rhythms around this that's going to make it easier to keep this value in a busier season. This can also be a time where you look at those values and think about what are you going to make sure you do sign up for or sign your kids up for, or what are you going to say yes to? This is kind of going into the next reflection, but I do want to add it here too, because this is a good time where we can kind of brainstorm out things that might fit in with your family values. Like for me, if faith is a value for my family, then getting to church each weekend is important and something that we would want to keep on our schedule, even when things get busy. Maybe it's important to you that your kids are exploring what they enjoy. Maybe they're in elementary school or middle school and there are different activities that they can sign up for, and so you're going to have them sign up for one thing per season. This is a good time to kind of brainstorm out, okay, what are some things, what are some routines that can help us uphold our values? What are some things that we do say yes to and add to our calendar or keep on our calendar that are going to kind of play into and add to what's most important for our families? The last reflection is to look at that list that we've just brainstormed of rhythms and routines that we could create and things that we might want to say yes to or things that we might want to keep on our schedules, on our calendars, or add to our schedules and calendars, things that do matter, things that reflect what matter to our family. This last step is to kind of rein that in and maybe get more detailed about the most important things. What are a few things that you can choose as kind of pillars to make this an intentional school year? This might be things that are going to happen weekly for you or monthly, things that you are going to say yes to. And I, for myself, made this as a yes list so that I can come back to it and look at it and remind myself that these are the things we're saying yes to this year. These are the things that are most important to us. And if there's not room for these things, then that means we've said yes to things that are less important and we need to kind of reconsider. And if it comes time to say yes or no to something, then this list will help me make that decision. These are not my yes list that I'm going to share. These just might be like examples. And some of them are more specific. Some of them are more tangible. Some of them are not. So these are just examples of what a yes list could include or look like. Maybe you want to make sure you have family dinners this year. So yes to family dinners 3 times per week. Make sure the whole family is around the table 3 times per week. Maybe yes to meal prep Sundays. That is something for sure on my yes list. Yes to having friends over and welcoming them into your home. So maybe you want to say yes to your kids having friends over more often, kind of help create community and help your kids build close friendships. Maybe you want to say yes to volunteering for a sports boosters team because it's something you feel that you can use your gifts for. Maybe one of your children is like really into a certain sport and you want to be on the boosters club. I don't know what you call it, but you want to kind of help support that team. And that's something that you want to use your time for. That's something you want to use your resources for and gifts for. You want to help your family be involved in that community. Maybe yes to early morning walks to get movement in before the day starts if you've got a busy day ahead. So these are all just really examples that came off the top of my head. Some of them came from my own yes list, but maybe just pick 3 to 5 things that align with your family values, with your gifts, with what you know you personally need as well, like your own self-care, to intentionally say yes to, intentionally fill your days with this school year. And kind of to piggyback off of this, to give our best selves to these yeses, there are things that we are going to need to say no to because time is a limited resource. So you might want to make a no list as well to kind of help you with that. For me, a no list for me this year is no to scrolling my phone as an escape for whatever I am avoiding, whatever I don't want to do in the moment. Maybe you are going to be like me and be upholding your budget this year, and you're going to say no to going out to eat more than once per week. Maybe you're going to say no to going into the week blindly without planning it out, without like taking some time to think through it and use a planner to get your mind set. The biggest thing that throws me off, that takes away my peace, is to go into the week without a plan, to just like whisk myself into the week and just be like, all right, here we go. I like mope about it on Sunday, and then we start the week and things get crazy. And I have not sat down to really plan, to really consider like what matters most. So this is a question of like, what matters? How can I make room for what matters this week? This is a question to sit with weekly. It's so important for me to have a time at the beginning of the week to like sit down and think through what the following week is going to bring. And I think this year, what I want to be intentional about is to kind of continue to ask this question: how can I make room for what matters this week? What does matter this week? And what's that going to look like? I'm going to continue to bring this question to myself this school year, weekly, as much as I possibly can, to kind of keep the peace and keep intention in my days as life gets busier. So I hope that these reflections help you do that. I hope that, you know, even if you just take that reflection, what matters most, and how I like to say it, because it's the tagline of this podcast, like, how can I make room for what matters this week? Even if you just take that reflection and you continue to come back to it, I hope that that will make this school year more intentional for you and your family. I hope this episode and these reflections are just one step closer to keeping the peace, making the school year a purposeful one for you, for your family, where you say yes to the things that are best for you and your family, and don't say yes to all the things. Say no to the things that are going to just, you know, eat up time where you could be saying yes to things that matter more. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it helped in some way. And if you did, could you share it with a friend, share it on Instagram, share it on whatever platform you like to share things on social media, if you do social media. I am super grateful for you for just being here and listening in. And I will talk to you right back here again next week, where we will be talking about rhythms a little bit more. I have a guest that is going to kind of take us through, you know, how can we create daily rhythms in our lives that are going to help reflect our family values. So I hope you join me next week, and I will talk to you then.
Hi there. I'm Rachel, and I'm the host of 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms, a podcast for women who want to love motherhood as much as they love their children. In each 30-minute episode, my guests and I give 3 actionable takeaways that will help you make your family life a little better each week. I'd love for you to give us a listen. Listen to 3 in 30 Takeaways for Moms on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.